passed in the early 70s, the Clean Water Act mandates that each state establish water quality standards for the water bodies within their boundaries, and then compile a list of the ones that do not meet its water quality standards. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA's website, Florida has been a national leader in managing and fighting water pollution. David Guest is an attorney for Earth Justice, a nonprofit that works toward enforcing environmental law based out of Tallahassee. He said Florida's efforts are not enough.
Well, this has been a problem in Florida waters that's been developing for many years and gotten rapidly worse. We have red tide outbreaks around the Tampa area and south and north, too, also on the East Coast. In the freshwaters, we have toxic algae outbreaks that are killing fish, making water unusable, making it unsafe to have any human contact as a direct result of having too much sewage, too much fertilizer, too much animal manure getting into the water.
Florida's 2008 Integrated Water Quality Assessment documents that more than 1,000 miles of rivers and streams, 350,000 acres of lakes, and 900 square miles of estuaries are impaired by nutrients such as phosphorus and nitrogen. Most of these nutrients come from runoff from excess fertilizer and manure, which Guest said has caused the worst water pollution problem in Florida. On behalf of several environmental groups, including the Sierra Club and the Florida Wildlife Federation, Earth Justice sued the EPA for not enforcing or mandating stricter regulations on fertilizer runoff. Guest said the resolution is, and always has been, simple.
Farmers just waste most of their fertilizer if the fertilizer is washing off and getting in the river. You use fertilizer to put on the plant so the plant will take it up and grow better. And if that fertilizer ends up washing into the river and into the lake, that means you've wasted it. Now they're going to have to try harder. They're going to have better practices, like not spraying the fertilizer around when it's raining, not leaving it out in the rain, not putting out so much that it washes off. They're going to have to be better farmers. But I think they owe that as ordinary citizens of the state to not destroy the public's lakes and rivers because they're lazy farmers.
Florida's Department of Environmental Protection is now working with EPA to establish stricter nutrient water quality criteria for Florida. This has sparked controversy between the supporters of the move and the Department of Agriculture, which Guest said has been DEP's biggest opponent in moving toward reform in the past.
The DEP has done an excellent job at gathering data and having monitoring sites. Florida's really a leader in that, and it's in recognition of the problem. I think the DEP problem has always been the political power of the agricultural interests, the big agricultural corporations, has been so strong that the DEP has never been able to overcome them.
Speaking on behalf of Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture, Charles Bronson, Terrence McElroy said the Department of Agriculture believes Florida's DEP should be left alone to make their own revisions. Regulations should not come from the settlement made between the federal government and environmental groups in the 2006 Earth Justice case.
So Florida is a national leader. We've been doing this for years and years. And now you have the federal government and these environmental groups just unilaterally deciding in some sort of consent decree that the state's way of doing it will no longer be sufficient.
In correspondence with WMNF, the DEP said that it was already working toward revisions within the state before it was approached by the EPA. But it is now working with EPA to ensure that the criteria are informed by local information and data, scientifically defensible, and appropriately address the ecology of Florida's ecosystems. Guest, on the other hand, said regardless of whether the revision comes from the DEP or EPA, it needs to happen now.
This is a crisis in Florida. It's destroying the economy. It's destroying the beauty of Florida, and it has to be brought under control. The Clean Water Act was passed approaching 40 years ago now, and it's time to comply.
Another problem, the Department of Agriculture's McElroy said, is that the new revisions may help the waterways, but they will further devastate an already failing economy in Florida.
First of all, we don't know whether they would work. And second of all, it would bankroll the state. It would cost utilities twice as much in some cases to operate. It would require cities and counties and other levels of government hundreds of millions of dollars in order to make technological advances to try to attain a standard that we don't know that is even possible to attain.
Guest of Earth Justice said that cleaning up the waterways in Florida will only help the state's economy, which thrives on tourism, not agriculture.
There's established methods of doing it. There's financing mechanisms. We're going to have to phase this in over some years, just like the Clean Water Act was phased in.
Guest said that these revisions should have taken place a long time ago and that EPA will continue to push for the changes.
This train's not going to stop. Somebody has to come up with a rational reason on why it's okay to have toxic algae blooms in red tide in Florida. And nobody's come up with a good reason yet. This should have been done 30 years ago.
The new numeric nutrient criteria for Florida's waterways are expected to be prepared by December 2010. For WMNF News, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.